Good morning, Bob. Thank you for waiting. You're on with Mary Brown. Go ahead, please.
Oh, good morning, Wayne, and good morning, Mrs. Brown.
Morning.
Mrs. Brown, earlier in the show, you said, quote, "I'm not protecting you," and that the purpose of the censor board was to reflect community standards. I have two basic disagreements with your point. First of all, I do think that you are protecting people. I think they'd all like to believe that you aren't. You know, you said everyone's philosophically opposed to censorship, but what you're protecting people from is from their own feelings, from their own emotions, and from the necessity of having to exercise their moral choice. You know, you say then, what I want to ask is, why do we have to reflect community standards? Everybody's talking about that as though that's the ultimate goal, but nobody said why.
Okay, let's see if we can get an answer on this then.
The federal Supreme Court decision in the McNeil case, 1978, said that films were to be reviewed on the basis of a community standard. So that's where we've taken our directive.
And of course, this is the Canadian Supreme Court, naturally.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, but Mrs. Brown, you're avoiding the issue here. You know, this is the whole crux of why censorship is so wrong and so evil. You can sit behind your authority and say, "I'm only an administrator." You know, so were Hitler's henchmen. If you took...
Well, okay, let's...
The truth, Wayne, if you took community standards and applied it politically, you'd have totalitarianism.
Yeah, but I don't want to subject a guest to that kind of accusation. I understand what you're getting at, but let's watch, you know, the terminology.
Wayne, I'm very philosophically opposed to censorship. I think that all censors, and I have to say this, I include all of them, no direct attack on any individual, I think that they're intellectually lazy, and I think they're morally irresponsible. They prefer, rather than think, to resort to public opinion so that they can feel comforted by the fact that there are others who agree with them. And rather than exercise their free choice, they prefer to take that choice away from others, and in the same stroke, prefer censorship and don't have to exercise their own choice.
Yeah, but don't you think there's something to be said here, though, from the standpoint of whatever input is coming to this particular board, whether it's an accurate perception or not, that's something I guess you could argue forever. But at least... Do you not seem to get the feeling, though, that if they do have that type of input coming from the community, whether they're right or wrong, and that's another story, at least they're open to the idea of some sort of community standard, so that if people were running around and saying, "Oh yeah, let's see the rape and the mayhem and the violence and the blood and the bullets," you'd like to think possibly that there would be a response. But let me find out what Mary Brown has to say about some of these things. Mrs. Brown.
I really don't care to comment. I think everyone on the board, they are professionals, and they definitely are professionals, and their whole concern is to determine what the community standard of tolerance is and to reflect that in the decisions. And sometimes it's a very painful thing, just sort of setting aside their own concerns and doing what they're called on to do. What can I say? If that's his perception of the board, I mean, I can't argue with it. I'm proud to be associated with the people on our board, and
but
I think if he were to meet them, he would be impressed as well.
Well, then obviously, if you're proud to be associated with them, you certainly must agree with what they're doing, and yet you constantly say things like, "That's not my decision, I'm simply an administrator, someone else is handing me these." You know, why would you be on a censor board if you didn't believe in what you were doing? Are you trying to tell us that you don't morally agree with what you're doing?
No, certainly not.
Why avoid it consistently? I hear you avoiding it with everything. You, somewhere inside you know that what you're doing isn't right.
Okay, well,
simply is not. If a person is qualified or whatever, does that give him a moral prerogative or a legal prerogative or any prerogative whatsoever to tell another grown adult what they may see or hear? We're not talking about real violence or real anything. We're talking about media and the expression of self. You know, censorship in this country has gotten to an incredible point, and Mrs. Brown and her censor board is just one small tip of the iceberg. I mean, we've got censorship ranging from our cable cast to anti-hate violence, pornography, the CRTC, our libel laws. Political opinion is not allowed to be expressed during elections. Rock Video now. Crime comics are illegal in the criminal code.
Okay, we're wandering a little off, though, but I appreciate your thoughts, and thank you for your call.
Okay, wait.
Bye-bye now.